Well, last night at the Cass County Fair, we crowned king and queen and prince and princess. Nathan Behrens is the 2019 Cass County Fair King. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you, Jim.
Introduce us to your family.
I am the son of Kurt and Michelle Behrens, and I have a sister, Megan Behrens, who's going to be a junior at Iowa State this year.
And was a fair queen.
She was a fair queen a couple years ago.
Yeah, very good. All in the family kind of a thing. Introduce folks to you a little bit. Tell us about what you're all about.
I just graduated from Atlantic High School. I have been involved in football, baseball, basketball, track, your student council, FFA, youth 4-H youth council, National Honor Society, and just always being active and being involved in those.
4-H and FFA are pretty important in your family.
Very important. I've been in 4-H for 10 years and FFA for the last 4 years of high school, and just have really been part of my life, just my whole life basically, and just very important to me, and I've been able to learn a lot from them and gain lots of skills and things like that, meet lots of people from them.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about your experience through 4-H and FFA. What kind of an experience has it been for you? What have you learned about yourself? What have you become better at because of your experience?
Yeah, so I've become better, grown a lot as a person through these organizations. Leadership has been a big one. Just being a leader in my school through FFA, and then being a leader to the young youth and mentor to them at 4-H and at both the organizations. Another thing is communications and public speaking, being able to talk with people and communicate effectively and being able to do it the right way has been very important. And also a big one, just through all these experiences, I've met lots of people, and that just those relationships I've made with them and from people all over the state through FFA and things like that, and just have very important to me.
Sure. Well, and you've been involved in leadership, and those opportunities come up too, and you've enjoyed that.
Yeah, so I've been my FFA chapter's treasurer and vice president, and then I've been my 4-H club's treasurer, vice president, and president, and then the 4-H youth council vice president 2 years. So, yeah.
You always looked at yourself as a leader?
Well, I mean, going into high school, I really didn't necessarily, but then really through FFA and other in 4-H, I kind of did see myself more as a leader and was able to grow as a leader and learn lots of things from these two things.
Yeah, you bet. What's your future hold?
Well, next year I plan to attend Iowa State University. I plan to major in ag studies and just go up there and learn about ag and hopefully one day come back and take over the family's farm.
It's funny you say next year, but it's just a few weeks away now, isn't
it? I know, that is so weird. It's just right around the corner. Come fall, I'll be up there. Can't think of it like that. It's weird. Yeah.
Life happens so fast when you're not paying attention, right?
Truly does.
Tell the young people why they should be involved in things like the fair and 4-H and FFA.
It's just always great to be involved within your community. Being able to volunteer and just for the community just helps you as a person grow and just helps everything evolve in the community and grow and just thrive, and that's very important, and just always being involved just has always been a huge part of my life and has helped me and things like that.
Very good. Well, we know you represent Cass County very well. Congratulations to you.
Hey, thank you very much, Jim.
Well, the 2019 Prince is Mitchell Williamson. Mitchell, introduce yourself and your family to the folks.
My name is Mitchell Williamson. My parents are David and Julie Williamson, and a member of the Benton Franklin 4-H Club.
Why did you get involved in 4-H, FFA? Why was that important to you?
Part of it was the fact that I pretty much grew up at the fair. My mom has been a leader in the club for over 20-some years, and so all my older siblings have been in 4-H and FFA as well. So being a member of the 4-H and FFA communities and then living on a farm helps too. It's just something that pretty much I had known all my life, and so it was pretty easy to make the decision, and it's something I've enjoyed doing in all the years.
Talk a little bit about this particular process, being involved in the King competition. Was it a good experience for you? Did you have a lot of fun?
It was, yeah. I did it last year, too. Went through, had a lot of fun doing the interviews, meeting some of the other kids on the King contest, the other candidates. It was good to meet new friends and get out there. It is pretty tough sometimes getting up, answering a question that you haven't seen before, but it's all worth it because everyone else is doing the same thing, and so it's kind of a group thing. Everyone working together, it makes it an enjoyable experience.
Have you been involved in leadership in 4-H and FFA?
I have. So I'm a member of the youth council. I've done that the last 2 years. So we work together in order to, we do some things around the fair, do a few projects trying to make the fairgrounds a little cleaner, a little nicer, make a overall good fair experience for the rest of the kids. So being in that youth council has been huge, doing some of the different activities there. And then working with the Clover Kids show is another thing, just trying to teach the youth of the 4-H community how to, like, some of the different things and the different pieces that come together. And so just being there and being a leader for them.
How different would you be if you hadn't been involved in 4-H and FFA?
I definitely would not have met near the amount of kids that I have. Whenever I come to the fair, it's like a family reunion with hundreds and hundreds of kids. Getting to see kids from Griswold and Atlantic and Exira Elkhorn and some of my other classmates that I don't get to see very often in the summertime. It's a really fun experience. And so being able to have met all those kids has been huge in making me the person that I am today.
Very good. What's up for you next?
I'm going to Central College next year, going to play football, and the plan as of right now is to also try and dual sport with track as well, do some throwing for them, and study exercise science, do like an exercise science biology mix, and try to go on to med school from there.
Kind of crazy you say next year, but next year is just a few weeks from now.
It is, yeah. I report to fall camp on August 14th, so I have less than 3 weeks until I'm off to college. So it's an exciting time. I'm the youngest in the family, so I've kind of been through the experience kind of vicariously with my older siblings, but I'm ready to take my own path and just do my own thing.
Enjoy the fair. Best of luck to you.
Thank you. You too.
Well, Shelby Stevenson is a Cass County Fair Princess for 2019. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Introduce us to your family.
Well, my dad is Corey Stevenson and my mom's Tammy Stevenson. My sister was actually one of the past queens, Courtney Stevenson. And then I have another sister, Kelsey Amdor, and then my brother, Seth Stevenson.
So. Very good. Talk a little bit about your 4-H and FFA involvement.
Well, ever since I was young, it was kind of like, you're going to do this no matter if you want to or not. I mean, I did want to end up doing it. I really enjoy doing it. I've been showing sheep ever since I can, and we've been pretty successful with that. We showed calves probably like our first or second year and then stopped for a while, and we're getting back into it this year. So my last year is a hoorah kind of thing, but yeah.
So talk a little bit about leadership then. Have you been involved in leadership positions?
Yeah, actually in 4-H, in my 4-H club, I've been the president for the past 2 or 3 years, I think, and then vice president for the couple years before that, and then in FFA, I've been the FFA secretary this past year, and then the year before that, I was FFA vice president, so definitely been in those roles before.
How different would your life be without 4-H and FFA?
I definitely wouldn't have the responsibility I do now. I feel like, I don't know, it would just be a lot different, I think. Learning those leadership roles, meeting those new people, I definitely would have met some of these people throughout this stuff going on. But yeah, I'm very grateful to be in this stuff.
What's the best thing you've ever been able to do or accomplish through 4-H and FFA?
I would say definitely winning the sheep show here. It was one of the best times ever. It's one of those memories that's like kind of packed in your head. It won't go away. It's just seeing your family jumping up and screaming. It's just one of the best feelings ever.
Talk a little bit about the experience being involved in this competition, the Queen competition. A lot of girls involved in this. Had to be a lot of fun.
It was definitely a lot of fun. Katie York, she actually showed us a couple of her line dancing songs that she learned. But I met a lot of new girls throughout it, and it was just fun getting to talk to them and seeing what they have done over the years and how they've been successful about it. And yeah, it was definitely fun learning and competing against one another, I guess.
Had you known all these girls beforehand?
I knew a few of them. Actually, the queen, Haley Becker, she was in my class. Graduated with her. And Madison Mills, I graduated with her. But yeah, I met some of the other girls. So it was new for me and new for them, I guess. So.
Awesome. Very good. Well, give these young people some advice then. Why should they get involved in things like 4-H, FFA, County Fair? Why is it important?
It's definitely one of the most rewarding feelings you'll have is seeing some of your animals or your projects up in the building, like working with them and making them, you know, into the idea of what you want it to be and seeing it come off like how you wanted it to be. It's just the best, one of the best feelings. And I think working hard with your animals or working hard with your projects, it just really feels good after you.
Any accomplishments at any level. Fact that you've worked hard at them, you've put a lot of effort into it, and somebody recognized it, that
exactly.
means a lot.
Yep, exactly.
Very good. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
By the way, where will you be this fall?
I'm going to Buena Vista University in Storm Lake, and I'm going to major in social work and play volleyball.
All right, you got it all figured out.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for representing Cass County so well.
Thank you.
Well, the 2019 Cass County Fair Queen is Haley Becker. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Introduce us to your family.
Yeah.
I do have a lot of family here right now, but I have my stepmom, my step-grandma, my grandma, my grandpa, my Uncle Palmer, my Aunt Tasia, my brothers, my dad, my baby cousin Langley. It's only a couple months old, but that's
okay,
a lot.
We're out of time. Thank you. No, it's a lot of family. It's nice to have support.
I have more that are here somewhere. I got a lot.
It's great to have that support.
Yeah.
Very much. Talk a little bit about this experience for you. What was it like to be involved in the interviews, to maybe meet some people that you hadn't met before?
I've known these girls for a couple of years. Like, not that we've gone to the same school, but then I met a couple new ones this year while we were doing interviews. And it was really nice to meet the girls and make a bond with them during interviews. And the interview process was kind of freaky because I get nervous in interviews. But it was a good experience.
Very good. Talk about your 4-H and FFA involvement.
4-H, I've been doing horses, cattle, I do chickens. I don't do horses anymore. I do building projects. I take clothes up. I did sewing for clothing, but I haven't done that anymore. Mm-hmm. I did photography, and I have one that's considered for state. I haven't seen if it made it to state or not yet. And then I show cattle. I have 2 cattle this year, and for FFA, I have 1 cow that I'm taking, and I do photography for FFA.
So I should have just asked her, what don't you do? Because it sounds like you're really involved. Was that the plan all along, was to do as much as you could?
Well, when I was younger, I really got involved in a lot of stuff. I did every building project there was in category, and then once I got older with sports, I kind of died down at doing projects, and mainly photography and clothing were my main goals and Best of Iowa, but I haven't done Best of Iowa the last 2 years. So, yeah, I do a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff. Very good. Do you have a favorite?
I think it's working with my cows because they're just pains at first when you break them, and then they are lovey-dovey towards the end. And I have one that's really big, and he likes to lay on you and eat a lot of grass. And if you don't get him to grass, he likes to pull you away. So.
Well, your life just got a little busier this week because now you have some extra duties in addition to everything else you're doing at this county fair. But you also have some work at the state fair, too. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it is. I'm ready for the state fair to meet a lot of girls. I mean, it's different from being the beef princess last year to being the county fair queen this year and going up to the state fair.
Well, you have Emily Soigling, who was the 2018 Cass County Fair Queen, to lean on a little bit. Did you have a chance to talk to the State Fair Queen who showed up last night?
I didn't actually know she was here last night because we kind of did set up and then went home to work on cattle and bake pies for today for the food stand. But I haven't really got the chance to talk to her besides both of our names are Haley.
Yeah.
And she told me good luck, and it'll be an interesting adventure.
This should be a lot of fun for you. Well, very good. What's in your future?
My future, I'm going to Northwest of Maryville this fall for early childhood education, and I'm hoping to work at a school around Cass County and teach preschool.
You have it all figured out.
Yep. I worked in preschool all summer, or all school year, and it was very fun.
Well, very good. Well, good luck to you. Thank you so much, and thanks for representing Cass County so well.
Thank you.